This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Now, Coach, I'm going to talk a little bit about last year, replacing a bunch of guys, replacing two stud linebackers, really three stud running backs, Division I offensive linemen. How's it going about filling them gaps?
So, I mean, guys like Jacoby Hill and Reese Simmons and Leon Charlton and Kenia Charlton, Adam Oliva, Stephon Stanley, those are big shoes to fill. I mean, they were great players for us, 2-3 year starters. A funny story, we went to one of the playoff games, and how we do things is we ask our seniors to come up first and they eat. And then we were saying the same thing. We had 23 seniors on the team last year. Wow. You know, these guys are coming through. This is the last year. And then we called the juniors up. Well, we had 28 or 30 juniors that were impact players as well. And, you know, some of those holes are going to be filled, especially at the running back position. William Heck, he's only going to be a sophomore this year. And he reminds me of a young Jacoby Hill. He runs like him. He carries the ball very well. He's very shifty like him as well. And then some of the linebackers as well that you'll see this Friday night stepping up is Zion Turner. And then Jay Sean Towns is another guy. He'll be a sophomore as well. But they do have some shoes to fill as well. And then Jamal Merriweather stepping up, taking the place of Kenia Charlton. And the newcomer, Josh Walker, is going to be our left tackle. And he's a 6'5", 300-pound guy. And looking forward to him having a great season.
Coach, tell us a little bit about the new coaches you brought in.
I brought in a new wide receiver coach. His name is Brian Songs. He just finished his career at Valdosta State. Some of you guys might recognize him. He played at McIntosh. He was a great slot receiver there, a great athlete. Played basketball there as well. He took a different journey to get to where he is now. Right out of high school, he went into the military and he spent a few years there. And then he got into coaching and coached at Puerto Rico for a little bit. And he was running around with Jalen Simpson and Jay Sean Sheffield. And he was like, hey, I can still play football. And he went and tried out at Valdosta State, walked on, made the team. The next year he was a starter. And he played for a national championship, won and with Coach that was there before Coach Golf, and then he played last year as well for a national championship. So he played for two national championships, won one, and then he's done an amazing job coming in, building a relationship with the guys. He has a wealth of knowledge. He gets out there and still runs routes with them, but he can definitely relate to these guys, and he's done a very good job for me. And then also our offensive coordinator, he's coming in from Lee County. It's probably one of the biggest hires that I've made this offseason. And he's done a great job coming in, installing a new offense, getting to know our guys. And he's brought a new, you've seen a little bit of it from Friday night, a little taste of it, of our passing game. It's a little different from last year, but our receivers are loving it, our quarterback's loving it. I think it fits our kids and what we can do very well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we went down to Darien Friday night and had a little scrimmage. I saw a whole lot of good things there. Biggest thing I saw was we walked out on the field, committed very few penalties. We didn't run out with 12 men on the field or 9 men on the field. We walked out ready to go. That told me you got these guys prepared. What did you take out of that scrimmage?
I mean, I was very pleased with, you know, our effort. Even from the summertime, it's always been, you know, I've never had to ask them to give me more effort. Effort's been there. But now they got to focus in on what we need to do at the task at hand. They've been very receptive of being coachable. And one thing I think that we've gotten better at is our discipline. And focusing on our coaches offensively, defensively, and special teams. I like the transitions on and off the field that we did. I think we were very smooth. We did have a few penalties, but, you know, we're going to minimize that. That's what we did this whole week in practice is look back, you know, from Sunday, look at the film from Friday night, and then Monday through Thursday, we focus on Andrew Jackson. Our guys have done a really good job being prepared, but Friday night I was very, very pleased. We walked out, I mean, I think we dressed 130-something guys, 135 guys.
Now, Coach, also, we've got a new quarterback this year. Seems like we've had a new quarterback every year in Brunswick High. We got to see two of them Friday night. They both look real good. What can you say?
J.R. Elkins is coming in as a junior. He was on the team last year. He's a left-handed guy, 6'4", 6'5", standing big in the pocket. He played extremely well and poised in the pocket, very comfortable. He has a good working relationship with an offensive lineman. And, you know, we want to keep him big. We want to keep him vertical instead of horizontal. That's our main job. And he did a great job of commanding the offense. And then in the second half, you see Grant Moore come in, and he's going to be a freshman for us. And he threw two touchdown passes, one was 40 yards in the air, and he did a heck of a job.
Yeah, I was impressed, both of guys. Defensively, I think you probably walk on the field this year feeling very confident with your defense, being you return basically your whole defensive line. What do you see as your strong point on defense?
Definitely our defensive front. You know, our going against those guys every day in practice, and some of our players in here can attest, it's not very fun. Anywhere from Kayshawn Thomas to River Creel to Jordan Jimerson and our outside linebackers with Lionel Twitty and Devin Smith, trying to block those guys every day, it's only going to make us better. And that's, you know, we accept the challenge. We walk on the practice field every day, but they definitely get after it, and they make us better. But I'm glad that they play for Pirates instead of trying to game plan against somebody like them. So, and then our defensive secondary is returning a lot of guys. Ivan Johnson, Keon Leggett, Nick Gray, DJ Riley's coming back, and all these guys, and Tyler Sams, they've all stepped up, and, you know, they've developed that no-fly zone. That's their little model right there, and they take pride in it, and they, you know, they don't like anybody catching footballs on them. They're going to try and strip the ball out, you know, get a turnover, and they have a lot of pride in what they do.
Okay, more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a few words from our sponsors.
The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and, of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and Marshland Credit Union. Coach Grady, can you kind of summarize us what kind of offense we are running, some of the techniques? I mean, what are we looking at?
I mean, we're definitely still running a spread offense. Definitely, you're going to see some different routes from our receivers. We've installed a deep choice patterns for our receivers, and it's just basically taking what the defense gives you. And I think it's very simple for our guys to pick up. We've installed this spring, ran it all spring, ran it all summer, and it's been very successful in our 7-on-7 and our OTAs. And still in our run game, a lot of zone concepts, a lot of gap scheme concepts. We're going to run power, we're going to run counter, inside and outside zone. And, definitely just putting the ball in our playmaker's hands. And that's definitely what you got to do on offense. And we got some offensive weapons for sure with Kevin Thomas and Terry Mitchell and Jaden Drayton and William Heck. And Gerard Elkins does a really good job distributing the football during the year as well.
I'm going to tell you what, Elkins has got to feel pretty good when you can line Thomas up on one side and touchdown Terry on the other side. I know most quarterbacks in probably college football don't see that.
That's right. You got a couple of weapons on the field. And, you know, looking back at Friday night, everybody, you know, Terry had a big night, and Kevin Thomas really had a big night. He made a heck of a grab down by the goal line. But Jay will have his nights, and those receivers that bond into each other know that sometimes it's going to be their turn, sometimes it's not going to be their turn. But they're still going to do a good job, and I think that's what's going to make it successful.
Am I guessing correctly to think we might see Jaden in the backfield relieving the freshman a little bit?
Jaden won't be back there for sure. And, trying to get the ball in his hand as quick as possible and let him go to work, and you'll definitely see something.
Well, I hear he's going to Harvard, so he's got to be pretty smart.
That's right. He could possibly, if something ever happened to our quarterbacks or something, he could run the offense, no doubt.
Yeah, I think Kevin Thomas was about 15 foot up in the air on that one touchdown the other day.
Yeah, he went up and got that one. When you saw the angle from our sideline, I was like, who is he throwing to? And all of a sudden, Kevin goes up and makes the grab. I was like, wow, that was a good throw.
That's pretty hard to defend. Okay, how about the defensive side? We talked a little bit about it. Just kind of 3-4, 4-3. What kind of scheme?
So our defense coordinator, Coach Ted, is back again for the force, and he's done a heck of a job with our guys, and we base everything out of a 3-4 concept on our defense, and we can get into a lot of multiple fronts. We can get into four-man front very easy by walking one down our outside linebackers, and we can bring both of them down, and it'll give you like an old-school 50-50 look with slanting our guys and having that linebackers play over the top. But and then our secondary, we can combo coverage, we can mix coverage up, we can get man. We got the athletes in the back end to get man. Keon Lee is probably one of our best cover corners, and he definitely likes playing man coverage. But the communication between our safeties, with Ivan Johnson and Tyler Sams, they're the quarterbacks in the backfield, and they're making all the checks for the secondary, and they can get us into a lot of good situations for sure.
Is there a lot of depth on that defense side of the ball?
Definitely. You'll see a lot of young guys as well. Something new that we're going to do this year, I'm bringing our guys in on Sundays, and I give an award for the hardest hitter that from the night before. It's in a boxing glove, and I put their name on it and everything. And it was a sophomore defensive back. His name was Chris Kemp, and he came up, and he was laying the wood play after play after play, and he did a heck of a job. He won that award. But definitely in the back end, you'll see him and our defensive front. We got some really good young guys as well. You know, River Clear, like I said, he's only going to be a junior. And then Donnie Brown is a guy that came to us this year, and he's going to be a junior as well, and you'll see him on the defensive line.
It seemed that you were doing a whole lot of substituting the other night. I like old Batista. You got a man that stands 5'4" and can just roll.
Defensive line is definitely hit the place where he needs to be. You know, he's got great pad level, you know, standing that tall. But he's a senior this year. He battled up some injuries early in his career, but he's done a great job coming back and staying with the program.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop's Media Sports Network. Coach, we're in a new region this year. Your thoughts on the region and who might be our competition?
Thank goodness Rich Randall's gone. So I'll go ahead and say that. Coach Lizotte's a good friend of mine and some of these guys on staff, but they're going up to Region 1-7A, so they're going to play
for
the big leagues. Yeah, good luck to that. Statesboro goes out of our region, moves down to 5A, and so does Brownlow again down to 5A. And we welcome in Grove Town, Lakeside, and Evans out of Augusta. All three of those teams very competitive. Evans was very good last year. And the only thing we're going to have to battle there, you know, besides the opponent, is the drive up. We traveled twice to Augusta this year, so we got to mentally prepare for that. But one of the things, those coaches, they do a heck of a job up there. They're in a big city, so they can get players in and out of there that can move in week to week. So, sound good.
I got you. Now, I'm guessing Effingham, knowing the coaching situation, they might be one of our better opponents we're going to play.
Yeah, Coach John Ford does a heck of a job there, him and his staff. And, you know, we played them for the region championship last year at their place, and we got them at game 10 at Green County Stadium. So I think it's, you know, they've had a heck of a summer. We've seen some of the kids at the media days and everything. And I think they're definitely going to be a force in the region.
Speaking of Glenn County Stadium, we got a new turf to play on. I would think with the speed we got on the field, that would be a big plus for us.
Yeah. We had run out on practice there yesterday. Our kids loved it. They were running around on the turf, enjoyed practice. You know, you see them jumping up and down. They were very excited for it. Definitely. But, you know, just like anything, you got to find your footing. And, you know, I think it's going to be really good, especially for the kids like today with the weather situation.
And the first four games, from what I'm seeing, we're not going to have that cakewalk we had last year.
Oh, definitely not. We're going to get tested right off the bat starting this Friday night against Andrew Jackson out of Jacksonville. They got some great players. Their coach is really, really good. He's an alumni from Andrew Jackson, so there's a lot of excitement around the program for him. But they got a four-star linebacker. His name is Grayson Howard. South Carolina commit in 6'4", 225. He's what an SEC linebacker is supposed to look like. So he's definitely, and he'll take some snaps from Derek Wildcat, you know. And then we play Camden. You know, Camden's back on the schedule. Coach Henry's doing a great job his second year there.
Okay, we will be right back to the Brunswick County Coaches Show.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook. Goldmouths Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, I want to continue talking about the schedule. First four games are at home.
That ain't good, man.
If you will, kind of roll through the first four for us.
Okay, so we play Illinois this Friday night, Andrew Jackson at home, and then next week we play Camden at home, which, you know, we don't have to travel back at Glen Canyon Stadium, get used to the turf, and then we're off for a week, and then we get the pleasure of playing in the Border Wars game. It's in Georgia versus Florida. There's seven Georgia teams, seven Florida teams. We play Friday night at 8 o'clock. Two games on Thursday, two games on Friday, and three games on Saturday. So that's going to be a great event here in Brunswick at Glen Canyon Stadium. A lot of great football, a lot of great football programs that are coming to play here in Brunswick. And then we get to play Islands out of Savannah. They're coming down as well. So, and then the week after Islands is the city championship. So the first really five games that we play is at Glen Canyon Stadium.
So, bowls, I know we're going to talk about it down the road, but I've looked up bowls a little bit. Are they as good as it looks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're a powerhouse on the North Florida at Jacksonville. A lot of players that you might have heard, Mac Jones from Alabama play there. And, they've had player after player after player go to the next level. But, this year they're back again. They've got a great offensive front. And a big-time tight end, big-time quarterback, and their defense is really, really good. They run a 3-4 as well, so we'll be familiar with what they run, and it's just the personnel that they have running is very, very good.
Well, I know you're glad we got Islands right before that city championship to kind of maybe get well.
That's right. Definitely, we can get back healthy. And, Islands came last year when it was in Monsoon and Glen Canyon Stadium, Coach Prentice does a really good job with his team, and they came down to our 7-on-7 tournament this summer, and his guys are always ready to play, always excited, and so it's going to be good.
Well, let's go back and talk about next week, or this week, I should say.
Andrew Jackson.
Friday night, Glen County Stadium, Andrew Jackson, and I know we've hit on the linebacker, but kind of tell us what they run offensively, what they run defensively, what you're looking for.
Offensively, they run a spread offense, so our defense will be familiar with the formations that they're going to line up in because they've seen us run in practice. They got a big offensive line. Their running back is very good. Fred Gaines, number 5, you'll see him. He's a big-time running back in the state of Florida. And then, they're going to have some receivers out wide that, they run a lot of 10 personnel trips, three receivers, two receivers each way. And then defensively, they run a 4-man front. And that's been different for us to see because a lot of people in our area and guys that we play do not run that even front. So it's going to be a challenge of preparing our guys for a different offensive front.
I know the guys are ready to quit hitting each other. They can get really but a half a football Friday night.
That's right.
So they're ready to go. Well, Coach, I know as the season comes near now, it's your first season as head coach. What are your ambitions and what are you looking forward to?
I definitely, one thing that we talk about to our guys this summer is about being different, especially to the seniors. You don't want to be known as a senior class at Brunswick where you just get put out in the second round every year, to do that, you got to do something different. And I think the commitment that the guys are making not only to the weight room and to coming every day in practice, we have 100 people consistently come every single day this summer. That's been very, very good, and that's some of my expectations is that they come to work every single day. But they made a commitment to this community about getting out in the community, going to our elementary schools, and being there, being a positive role model for our younger students in the community. But definitely, the expectations are high this year, and I'm going to hold these guys accountable.
Coach, you said 130. How many dressed out?
135 last Friday night.
When you got 135 dressed out, it's easy to a lot easier to find 22 than having 75 dressed out.
Definitely. And if somebody needs a breather real quick, we can pull them out, and we got something in for them. They need a few plays, and definitely it's easy. You'll see 116 guys dressed out Friday night at Glen Canyon Stadium.
Coach, can you tell everybody how important it is to fill that stadium up on Friday night?
Very important. Just like it's full in this room right now, and I appreciate everyone for coming out. Come out to Glen Canyon Stadium this Friday night, 7:30, and support the Pirates. Thank y'all.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Coach Gary Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.